Should be.
Okay. Yes. So since you asked, I guess, you know, what we want to talk about.
I have the notes on my phone, so we're just going to, and I can always edit this.
Do you want to record on your phone?
No matter.
And so she can look at her notes?
No, I think she probably wants the video.
Yeah, I want to practice.
Okay. Man, who's that old guy back there? With all the gray hair.
Getting darker.
I'm getting darker, right? I think her light's not working well.
Huh? Oh my gosh,
you
look horrible.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I just basically wanted to go over with everyone what it's like working with an outdoor designer, exterior living designer, why you do things the way you do. Obviously, there's a reason, the process,
okay,
and why it's important.
Okay. So basically, you know, we do things differently. You know, all of our projects, they start with design. We do what's called design build, you know, so we want to get the design right. And the reason that that's important is because most of the time people don't have a design. They have an estimate, you know, so everybody's getting free estimates. And it's like, you know, we're getting 5 trees and, you know, 200 square feet of concrete and a 10x10 pergola. And it's a good price because all those things are minimums. You know, those are like the least you'd want to do. And they really don't accomplish people's expectations or functionality, but the price is good. And so since we've ran into that so many times, you know, people are like, well, just give us a price for a 12x12 or 10x10. And, it's almost a waste of time because if I were to sell it and build it, it wouldn't meet their expectations. They wouldn't be happy. And that's just going to come full circle. And I'm like, I don't want to be part of that. You know, so what we do, of course, is we charge for the design because we're experienced in design, we're experienced in construction, we're experienced in irrigation, we're experienced with materials and stuff like that. We're experienced with plant knowledge, all these things. So, we're like, okay, well, we're going to charge a design fee. And we're on top of that, we're going to go out and measure everything. And then we're going to put a design that it can actually be built based on existing situations, whether it's terrain or existing trees or drainage issues. All those things need to be addressed. And in an estimate, they're not. So we charge the fee, and the fee will, hires us to go and look at all those things and measure those things and shoot elevation and assess the situation, and then also tell people, hey, that's not a good idea. A 10x10 pergola doesn't work, you know. A good example is I had a client, Mary, I can't remember her last name, on the east side, and she's like, I'm bidding 12x12 pergolas, and I'm like, we don't do that. You know, we do design build. By the way, how are you going to use your pergola? And she's like, well, I want to put tables and chairs, and I want to put my outdoor kitchen, and I want to put a swing, and I want to put this and put that. And I'm like, okay, got my tape measure. And I'm like, okay, so this is 12x12. And I said, your swing is going to take 6 foot by 10 foot. And so what do you have left? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, nobody's told me that. And that's because she's not asking the right questions, you know, and everybody's so quick to want to get a job. They're like, oh yeah, we can do 12x12. You know, this is how much it is, and it's a good price. But for me, you know, I'm like, look, you know, now that I know all the things you want to do, I'll charge you a design fee. I'll put a design together that'll meet those expectations. And then once the design's right, you know, that may be wrong. We'll make it right. It may be right. I'll give you the budget based on those components. And so you understand exactly what you're spending your money on. For example, all of our pergolas are made out of cedar. Cedar used to be so much more expensive than pine. Pine, of course, currently is really expensive now, so they're a lot closer, but the product itself is a better piece of lumber. So we're not going to build a pine pergola. We're going to always do cedar, even though the cost is now probably closer. The product itself is going to last, you know, who knows how long, 25, 50, 75 years. I don't know. You know, I'm not that old yet. So again, that's where design comes in. Too many people have pools and fireplaces and patios that are all hodgepodge together or just function, where people are like, George, you know, we have all the stuff, and and we use it, but it doesn't feel great. And that's where design comes in. And so we charge for that.
And that's what I was thinking, was that it's all about, you know, the feeling when you walk into a space. I think a lot of homeowners envision, you know, this beautiful space, but they're getting these estimates from 5-6 different landscapers and not realizing that they, you know, if you go through the photos, I mean, you can tell there's just no flow to it. Wrong materials are being used, wrong sizes are being built, and they're not getting, you know, their vision or their expectations met. Whereas with the design process, you talk about those things. We actually offer, you know, the 3D versions where you can see it. It makes sense. Talk about what's being, you know, what's there. Like, that's, to me, that's very important, because then, you know, you're just kind of throwing your money away where you think, oh, well, you know, I'll go with this landscaper because out of the 5 I got, you know, his price was really good. But then, you know, he goes and builds a pergola that looks like, you know, it's not going to hold up.
Right.
So all of those things I feel are very important to talk about before you move into the installation phase, because then things are washing away. Things don't look the way you want them to look. They look funky. They don't make sense. You know, when we go out there, we measure everything. Everything's to scale. Everything is laid out, you know, perfectly so that the flow is right. So,
like Pete, you know, you've experienced working with different landscape contractors, of how, you know, they've given them an estimate and that's all you're getting, you know, and things aren't included. Mm-hmm. And even contractors, you know, and we work with subcontractors and they'll give us a price and it's always more, you know, it's never not been more. So you can imagine if it's a client, a residential client who's not comfortable or familiar with hiring contractors, how they just don't believe how that is actually happening, but it's normal. And so we are prepared for those things where the average homeowner's not. What's your spin on that with people getting estimates, and then, you know, working with contractors who
do what
they think looks nice.
You had a reference the other day how, I don't know if it was you or, how somebody came out to their place and literally did a sketch design on a piece of paper and gave her a price. Was that?
Yeah, someone. No,
one
that
of our clients.
Yeah, that was one of our clients. I think you told me about it.
Was it me? one of the clients that I visited with. You know, and it's completely wrong. You know, they go out there. They're not considering the terrain. They're not considering the different grades. You know, for example, I had measured a project this morning where they have, you know, those slabs, the concrete slabs that we do, but there's 8-inch separations on each slab. 8-inch.
Right.
Your foot can fall in an 8-inch gap. So,
right.
As a matter of fact, when I was measuring, I had took a couple steps back, and my foot got caught in one of those little gaps.
Right.
So it's dangerous, and I almost fell.
Yeah.
I didn't fall, but it's important. Everything's important. You know, it's, you know, the most important part, of course, is when we go out and visit with our clients, and we get to listen to their ideas and their expectations and what they're trying to create in their backyard, and then of course site measurements. You know, if we're designing in a tight space, those measurements are key.
Yeah.
You know, Skyrocket.
So who
Skyrocket
measures?
Measures,
Pete.
I measure.
What other companies are out there measuring when they're doing estimates for landscaping?
Nobody's surveying. We're not just taking measurement. We're doing a hand survey. You know, we're measuring the entire space. You know, windows, doors, ceilings, beams, everything. You know, everything's important to us.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, again, you know, getting a free estimate. You know, how can they know
what you're getting,
right?
Exactly.
And how can they know what they're going
it's
to
just like a verbal thing,
yeah,
instead of, you know, getting well,
you know, and then of course the client, you know, they're not designers, you know, they have ideas, they need someone that's going to put all those ideas together. And of course you have some contractors that are like, well, what do you want? You know, the client's like, well, I'm thinking about putting a pergola in the corner. What does that contractor do? Here's your price. Perfect in the corner. Starts building it. Of course, they're not considering it. It's the wrong place to put the pergola.
Right.
You know, they're just like, hey, you know, here's your price. You know, pay me. I'm coming in. I'm gonna finish, and I'm gone.
Right. And so sometimes we're the bad guys because we give resistance to what people want to do because we understand the the energy and the functionality of movement where most people aren't considering those things. And so, you know, everybody's put in their kitchens on the back rock wall, which is the wrong place to put it. Everybody's doing pergolas in the corner of the rock wall, which is the wrong place to put it. You know, and but they don't know that. And everybody always asks for, you know, raised planter in the corner, raised planter in the corner, raised planter in the middle. And I'm like, well, why do you want that? You know, and well, and it's just because that's what they see all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm always talking people out of doing raised planters. Always. I'm like, they're just going to break, you know. But if you want, we can do an architectural, or we can do a dry stack, you know, to meet your expectations, or a nicer rock wall version. But we're including planter drains, or we're doing a different type so that it permeates, so it never breaks. You know, where nobody else is talking about those things, that's where the design comes in. And we talk about, hey, this is why we're doing all these things. And the people who hire us, you know, they're looking for that. Of course, it costs a lot of money. And so some people hire us. And the people that do hire us for installation, all of them get it.
Mm-hmm. I think another important thing is, you know, drainage. Because yesterday I went to the Festival of Homes, and there was a few that had exterior installations, and just saw like some outdoor fountains and stuff with lots of water just sitting around in the backyard.
Yeah.
So it's like, it sounds like a good idea, in, you know, when you think about it, but there's so much more that goes into certain installations.
And those are the most expensive yards, the on-site ponding yards. You know, first of all, none of them work.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the budget to fix those. And then a lot of people don't understand, you know, that it's designed to where the water goes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting concrete slabs there that are all falling apart or sinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting pergolas there. They're sinking. They're falling apart. And, you know, because that's what they asked for. And that's what the estimate said. But for us, we're like, hey, you know, just not going to do that.
It's not going to work. Or if this is what you want, this is what it takes to, you know, achieve that. That's all part of the design process.
Right.
All of those conversations and all of those, you know, the reasoning behind certain material selections and whatnot. So I think that's a very important for people to understand the difference. And my next question was just going to be like the process. So if I were to hire you to design my backyard, typically in general, how does it work?
So, once upon a time, we used to go out like the next week and then have a design for you within 2 weeks. Those days, of course, are gone. You know, right now we have consultations. We're booked out to the end of the year. I've had six clients ask to be put on a waiting list for next year. And so I'm going to start working on that, which means that, you know, once we have, once we get past this, we can call them back to set up consultations as we get closer to that time frame. Once we agree to come out and meet for consultations, in January, we'll present our design options. We offer a blueprint style, and we offer three-dimensional plans. We charge based on, we have a minimum, and then we have based on components. You know, so we charge differently for those types of things. Once we're hired, we charge half of that fee up front. We usually come out within the next 2 weeks and hand survey, shoot elevation. And then from there, we're at 90 plus days to turn a design around. We're not a big firm. We have guys, and we have a few people here in the office. We're not into... we're actually thinking about everything, and it takes time. You know, it takes time to know where the grade drops, where water's coming in, and where we're going to set the elevation of a pool or a patio. We don't want to waste money. We want to set those in the right place so that they are everything they're supposed to be. And so the design itself, putting that together, you know, we're thinking about it from the minute that that the person hires us. Matter of fact, we're thinking about it when we go meet them,
mm-hmm.
but then I have to tell myself not to think about it
mm-hmm.
because I've got a lot of other things I'm working on. And so I try not to think about it until I actually we've come to that point, you know, like we've got a queue of people, and then once I get there, then I start thinking, then I focus in on it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, the design's fast, you know, we can nail it. But other times, you know, it's not. And so that's why we have this window, because we have a queue of people, the design, you know, it could be hours, it could be days, it could be weeks. And then once we design it, it's conceptual, and then we start putting it into either a blueprint or a three-dimensional plan, and sometimes they don't work the way you think they're going to work once they're on pencil concept. And so we have to tweak it and make sure that it, you know, we're not presenting something that can't be built. So all those things, you know, other companies will go out and give you a free estimate and stand there, and they'll be like, okay, pergola, check, landscape, check, water feature, check, you know, $12,500. You know, but what does that really mean? You know, and so for us, you know, we understand where the windows are and where the doors are and where the posts are, where the rock walls are, where the gates are, where the neighbor's windows are, where the neighbor's trees are. And then we're designing specifically for focal points, visual features, movement and energy and balance and symmetry, architectural style, lifestyle. Do we have kids? Do we have teenagers? You know, are we entertaining 30 people or 4 people? And then we're designing specifically for that space so that it's everything it's supposed to be. And then as you see on our website and our social media, when we post pictures of our projects, you know, how good they make everybody feel. And people are like, man, it's, you know, I see it. And I'm like, wow, you know. And it's because of all those things. Mm-hmm. So that's our time frame, and it's a long time, and it's methodical. But it's but we want it to be great for the homeowner. We don't want to, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this? Does this work for you? Is this price for you? Is, you know, we want to put, it's a whole atmosphere and environment that we want to create, you know, for people's birthday parties and anniversaries and, you know, Friday night lights and you know, all these cool things that you feel great in, you know. The landscape lighting, you know, I talked to somebody recently, how I think it was Robert. When I was younger, I would never include landscape lighting because, you know, it's an extra, at the time, $2,500. But man, it's a huge deal. And I wouldn't, now I don't present it without lighting. And of course, now it's a lot more. Now it's $5,000, $7,000, $8,000. But man, oh my gosh.
The ambiance and yeah, atmosphere that it creates.
Slicing.
It's huge. You know, and I'm like, spend the money. You're gonna love. Yeah, it's, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, it's a huge value. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as time frame, I was talking about this to our client this morning, the one that I measured, and I was telling them how, you know, if he heard, you know, because we usually like to fill our customers, clients in through social media, and I was telling him, if you heard, but we're not accepting any more consultations for the year of 2021. He's like, yeah, I seen on Facebook, you know, and, you know, he's like, that's a good problem to have. And so I was, and of course he's like, well, you know, why did you guys stop taking consultations? So I was like, you know, we're a small firm, you know, and we prefer to put our time and energy into our existing clients. And we understand that we can't overwork ourselves. You know, it's real easy to lower your quality and get in front of other, you know, new clients, but that's not what we're trying to do.
Right.
You know, so, and of course, you know, we had a little setback in the office, you know, and, you know, we'll probably have to look for another guy, you know, to train and stuff like that. So, yeah. But that's all normal business practices. So,
yeah.
You know, he was telling me how he thinks it's not normal that we stop taking consultations. He's like, it's not normal here in El Paso that you hear a company do that, you know, because, you know, most of them, they want to get in front of as much clients as they can.
Right.
They never stop taking.
I never thought about that.
You know,
but that's what makes, you know, your company different, right? Where it's not just like, oh, we got, you know, 10 estimates to give, and, you know, that's what it's about, is just closing deals.
Yeah.
It's about the design process. It's about getting it right. It's about doing it right, building something to last, something that's not going to fail, it meeting your expectations, talking about those things,
yeah,
talking about materials. So that way, when you do move forward with it, it's exactly what you dreamed for.
Yeah, well, this is pretty much our office right here, you know. Lorraine, George, right. and Pete, you know, and of course we have all our guys outside where we can run up to at least 30 guys before we start telling ourselves, hey, we, you know, can't do any more.
Right.
You know, so we understand that we have limitations, you know, based on, you know, our team, you know, and but it's going to pay off. You know, it'll pay off in the future. And, you know, clients are starting to wait for us, you know, which they understand, you know, the difference in quality and the difference in workmanship and professionalism. So, you know, as far as, you know, setting consultations out till December or January, you know, I think it's starting to turn the corner where clients are starting to understand, you know, what they want, you know.
Yeah.
They want nice stuff and, you know, and they don't want to hire anybody else.
Yeah.
I just remember that before I, you know, met you and we started working together, being in the same industry of design, build, construction, the whole, you know, that whole industry, there was always that question of who can build something nice, who is a good landscaper, who, like, everybody was, because El Paso, you know, I feel like there's a need for that,
mm-hmm.
a big need for it. And, you know, I came across you and in your social media, because you all started, you know, posting and getting in front of clients through social media, which that's how I found you. And I was just blown away by the process, the quality, the attention to detail, and the deliverables, you know, what you're giving the homeowners, the services you're providing. It's really different, you know, and El Paso needs that.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, I connected with you, and I'm glad that I did, because I really love what you're doing. But if there's anybody out there that is looking for that, you know, because of course everyone's different, but there's now El Paso has, you know, has an option.
Right.
If they don't know about Go Designs.
Yeah. And I think most don't know. And that's why, you know, Pete and I, you know, we started doing videos and stuff like that to let people know that, you know, that there is a company who can actually, you know, build pretty much anything outside based on a design that we've designed, because it's going to be right. You know, we measure correctly. I think the one of the things that's really different is that we just don't accept mediocre materials or workmanship. Pete knows me really well, the most, and you know how I'm like, I just can't do stuff that's not done, that's not gonna be a quality product, you know, or that's not gonna be a design that feels good. You know, I just can't.
That's great, because, you know? I think in every profession should be that way. You know, it doesn't sit well with you, because you know better.
Right. It doesn't sit well with me at all. Right. I mean, I'm like,
he'll pour his hair out. Literally.
I'm just like, you know, that's not acceptable.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah. And so and I've told this to some people. I'm like, look, you know, our guys, you know, they're installing to meet my expectations, not your expectations. You know, most companies, they do everything based on their expectations, which may not be what your expectations are. And so my expectations, of course, are really high, and things aren't acceptable, where most people have to just accept whatever the companies are doing, and they get, you know, mediocre end results.
Where the guys are installing what they ask the homeowner to do, but, you know, the homeowner, that's not their expertise.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's, you know, and then they get into a situation where they're like, well, I don't like it, or they're unhappy, you know, because I do have somebody that was telling me they hired somebody to do a fence, and they're like, oh, you know, they're not doing what I asked, and it's just a mess. And it's like, well, did they show you a design? Did you guys sign off on an agreement of, right, like, this is what you're just like, no, I never got any of that. So they get into a situation where,
right, yeah, you know, and that's, you know, the design's for my clients. I know what I'm gonna do from the design. I'm like, okay, I know how I can make this place great, but I don't want any confusion. Mm-hmm. You know, so here, let's sign off on a plan. I'm going to commit to that. And that's another reason why companies don't do that, because then they have to be committed to that. And they don't want to be. You know, they want to do what they want to do. And then they're like, okay, well, we've been here too long. Let's cut a bunch of corners and get out of here. You know, and for us, we're like, okay, if that's the plan, that's our agreement, we need to get to the end result. And if it takes longer, it takes longer. You know, but it's going to be everything it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And just like when Pete first came on board, we'd go measure yards, and I'm like, look over the fence. And there was always a pool that was empty or half empty. And a lot of it has to do with design. A lot of it has to do with construction techniques. And people just, you know, they're not in the know because they're not in the business. And then even the companies who are in the business, they're not in the know, you know, or are they willing to try and get better, you know? And it's the same thing with landscaping. And a lot of companies are doing landscaping everywhere. They're like, well, where do you want the tree? What do you want? What type of tree? You know, pick it out. And, you know, the guys go pick up the trees and they're like, well, we don't have any more of those. And they're like, okay, well, give me that other one. You know, they're not even getting the right shrubs or the right plants or the right trees. And then, you know, next thing you know, they're putting in a, what is it? What are they called? American agave. They're putting them, you know, 2 feet in front of the house, and it's going to get 6x6. And well, really what was on the plan was an artichoke agave or Neo Mexicana, which they're only going to get 2x2. You know, which works in that space. And people don't know. And it's like irrigation. People think because they have water coming out of their spray heads that they have a good system, and they don't understand why their grass is all dead except for around the spray head. You know, it has a lot to do with pressure. But nobody's measuring the pressure. Nobody's designing the system based on gallons per minute, you know. And we're doing all those things.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Everything.
Anything else?
I think that's it for this session, but we'll try to do more videos and stuff, trying to just talk about different topics and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to be working with Pete. He's awesome, and you're awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that we're, you know, that we're together. You know, and because we're like-minded and we want to do great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all about the money.
Right.
If it was, we wouldn't be in this business. But we love, you know, I can clearly know, you love what you do. I clearly know he loves what he does. And I know I love what I do, you know, so, and I don't think a lot of companies love what they do. I think it's just a business.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.